Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Welcome aboard another Monday into a Tuesday, another week, Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka, AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez along the way, as we will indeed talk the world of sports and a whole lot more right up until the top of the next hour. And glad you're on board here. Into the night we go in the early morning hours, and really looking at just a phenomenal weekend. I mean, seriously. Writing a blog at mouthofthemidwest.com. I could have done it half asleep, which I did, by the way. Photo finish Kentucky Derby, photo finish NASCAR, drama in Formula One, and then you get to the meat, potato, and side salad sports of the world, NBA and NHL. It was a great weekend. It really does. So we'll break it down. We look forward to it. Jeff and Jen, Rich and Rich, a little bit later on into the late night. And the early morning hours here on Sports Byline. We're looking forward to it. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I could start with Donovan Mitchell, who said, you know what, I'm sick and tired of getting knocked out in the first round. Get on my back. Here we go. Epic performance. Down 18. They whittled it down to 10 at the half. And then just absolutely destroyed. As the city of Des Moines sounds like it's getting a lot of attention in terms of its medical people, as you hear the sirens in the background. Anyway, so, yeah, Donovan Mitchell threw his team on his back. Cavaliers now. It's going to be appetizer, salad, a little bit of chowder, and then the main course. The Celtics will absolutely swallow Cleveland. Cleveland's banged up. Mitchell, he can't get away. Mitchell cannot do in any game against the Celtics what he did to Orlando. It just won't happen. It just won't. So Boston will get a little tepid. They might lose one like they did against Miami, but Boston will handle Cleveland. So they're ticketed to the finals. That other Eastern Conference matchup is where we're going to start today. The Knicks in Indiana. I can't wait. So we'll talk about that. We'll recap the weekend out West. We told you be careful with Minnesota. And I think Minnesota is going to win this series. And, folks, they might do it in six. I'm serious. Anthony Edwards, oh, my God, and the Big Cat. And Naz Reid contributing. And in the other Western Conference, what a situation that's going to be with Dallas and Oklahoma City. Oh, my. We'll do the NHL as well, too. We're getting it going here. Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight, presented by American Premium Vodka. We're coming right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. We're going to roll into this hour. We're going to cover a lot of territory. We look forward to it here at Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. You know, I'm tempted to start with Boston, you know, Bruins. I'm tempted to start with Celtics. I got to resist that. I got to switch gears, right? I mean, remember where we are. It's not always about Boston. It's not always about Iowa. Oklahoma City and Dallas. Listen, I think this is going to be an epic series, and Minnesota grabs the first one against Denver. And I'm here to tell you, I honestly think we're out west. We are going to see an absolute rock fight in both scenarios. We really are. I am so looking. Rarely, in my opinion, non-football season, do you get a Monday night like this? I mean, come on. Really? Right? I mean, let me just roll through it. I won't even touch baseball. And don't forget, Sunday wasn't great. We had a standalone Orlando-Cleveland game, which was eh. I mean, I was with my buddy riding a bike this weekend. And I'm like, you know, let's stop. Let's have a little brunch. Let's have a little lunch. Let's check out Cavaliers-Orlando. We never moved. We didn't go back on the bike so late in the afternoon. You had to stay with it. It's game seven. But it really wasn't that good. And by the way, Franz Wagner just missed another shot. He could not throw it in Lake Erie. He could have been standing on a raft in the middle of Lake Erie and thrown a ball in the air, and it would have landed on ground, on land. He was awful. I mean, he just stunk. Oh, my God. You know, and listen, Orlando squandered Jalen Suggs, who played pretty well. Banchero, I mean, if I'm starting a team, he probably doesn't start for me, but he's on my bench. The other guy, the big dude, Wendell Carter, he stinks. I mean, he's terrible. He's terrible. He can't make a layup to save his life. Suggs, like I said, I've ridden the roller coaster with him. Up 1 minute, down the next, so I can't. Wagner, I got to him. He was terrible. I mean, you know what? I'm going to spend some time on this. I shouldn't do this because that is someone's son. I always say when you criticize people, you criticize a male athlete, realize that's someone's son. You criticize a young lady, you're knocking someone's daughter, which is hard to do. I mean, unless you're a real nasty person. But let me look at Wagner. Wait till you see this box score. I mean, this is one of the all-time stink bomb line scores in a box score. You ready for this? Wagner, 34 minutes, He had 6 points. He had 6 rebounds. He had 6 assists. Give the devil his due. Franz Wagner had 34 minutes, 6 points. He had 6 rebounds and 6 assists. He was 1 for 15 from the floor. I thought John Starks a million years ago during the OJ era when the Knicks were playing the Houston Rockets, I thought Starks in his 3 for 14 was ugly. 1 for 15. 0 for 5 from 3. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 1 steal, 1 block, and wow. You know, that's just flat out ugly. It really was. And, you know, it wasn't just him. You know, it would be unfair to just lay it all on him. I mean, Banchero, 38 points, 16 boards, 2 assists. I mean, he was tremendous. Wendell Carter, I mean, 13 points, 5 of 10. I can't kill him, but it's like a box score can lie. And when it comes to Wendell Carter, the box score lied. He was just awful. And they don't have turnovers, I don't think. Do they have turnovers? Let me see. Plus or minus, Wendell Carter, -4. Wagner, -13. Suggs, -16. Marcus Fultz, -13. And I could go off on him too, but I'm not going to waste my breath. Listen, Orlando was playing with house money. If they won, yay, Orlando, yay. They get to go up and get beat up and get swept by Boston. It didn't matter. They were going on vacation. I like Jamal Mosley. I thought he coached his fanny off. I really do. Cleveland stinks. They're not going to win anything. They aren't. Boston will play with them. It'll be like a cat playing with a ball of tin. Tin can, just flipping it around, or a ball of yarn. It's not going to happen. And I know Cleveland, listen, they made some noise against the Celtics, but listen, the Celtics were banged up. They're not even concerned about the Cleveland Cavaliers, which if on its level is a dangerous attitude, because you got to go out there and you got to treat every team like it's, you know, the Denver Nuggets. All things being equal, you're going to go out, but they won't. And this is, you know what, this is the beauty. I mean, the Celtics, and I've told you, Joe Mazzulla stinks. He's a horrible coach. I just think he's in over his head, but you know what? He's a puppet. They got a guy they can control. He's not going to fight back. He's not going to be Doc Rivers. He's not going to be hard to maintain. He's not going to be Rick Carlisle. He's not going to be Malone. He's just going to be I'll go with the program type of coach. It's what they want. You know who's really coaching the Celtics? Brad Stevens. He's not doing the X's and O's. And if he is, he's doing it remotely. But he's not making one iota. Joe Mazzulla's not making one iota, not one morsel, not one molecule of a decision when it comes to personnel. And they give him a report before the game, and they say, this is how we think it's going to go. This is how you should do it. And did you notice what he did during Miami? He didn't coach. Didn't coach. He just rolled the ball out there, and he said, go get him. And who stepped up for a while? Tatum, Brown, a little bit of Horford. Derek White went crazy, which was by design. And they told Pritchard, go in there and just, keep everybody out of foul trouble. Don't get us in trouble. And after game two, of course, everybody in Boston was like, oh, my God, here we go. Oh, my God. You know, the earth is flat. Christopher Columbus didn't exist. We're going to lose. No. 4-1, blowout city. And let me tell you something. Don't get too crazy about the Celtics, because I'm not, because they beat nobody. That was exhibition. That was junior varsity. That was, in fact, that was 7th and 8th grade middle school basketball that they played against Miami. So, in fairness to the Cavaliers, if they come out and smack Boston in game 1 or 2 on the road at TD Bank, don't be surprised. In fact, I'm almost hoping, seriously, I'm hoping the Celtics lose a game in the first two. Either tomorrow night or Thursday, I hope they get smacked right in the nose and they get a wake-up call and I go, whoa, what was that? 1-1 going back to Rocket Mortgage. And I'll have Jeff Rich on from the overnight, too, because he's a Cleveland guy. But make no mistake, the Celtics will win that series. Cleveland is just playing for fun. And it's all about what happens on the other side of that Eastern Conference bracket between the Pacers and the Knicks. Therein lies some drama. Pacers, Knicks, Mavericks, and Thunder. Oh my God. I mean, these are going to be, and you know, what's funny. We say that, I say that, and then, you know, it might go 4-1 or 4-2 either way. You just don't know. Or it could go 7 in each case. But I think Knicks Indiana is going to be phenomenal. I think Tyrese Halliburton will have a coming out party. Edwards already has in Minnesota on the other side of the Western bracket with that matchup between Minnesota and Denver. So late in the show, we will preview what we're watching and what we're streaming and screaming about tonight. I can tell you, Oklahoma City and Dallas is going to be interesting, and Minnesota and Denver already is. Because Denver now, I mean, they have to win. They don't win game two, they're in a world of trouble. Because I don't care what you say. If Denver goes down 0-2, the best case scenario going back to Denver will be down 1-3. And that'll be, they won't come back from that. I don't care how good he is. The Joker. I don't care how good he is. They're not coming back. They got to win. They got to split at home, no doubt about it. All right, we're coming back. Lots to get to. A busy, busy Monday into a Tuesday. American Premium Vodka, our title sponsor. We got a lot of good things coming up. Road shows coming up. We're going to be in Boston on Thursday. We will be in Connecticut to see the Indiana Fever, Connecticut Sun next Tuesday. How about that? We got a lot to get to here on Sports Overnight. Coming back.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
All right, talking the world of sports here, and I don't mean to name drop here, but Mike Jaminski, the former NBA journeyman and Duke star, he is from Monroe, Connecticut, and we are going to be live 1 week from tomorrow. We are going to be Jaminski's hit me up on Facebook and Twitter X, but Mike Jaminski is in, the former NBA journeyman and Duke star. He's from Monroe, Connecticut. Anyways, I get to it. We're going to be next a week from tomorrow. We're going to be live. Connecticut Sun and the Indiana Fever with Caitlin Clark. We are going to be live in Uncasville, Connecticut. In fact, we will be there Monday and Tuesday. We'll be staying right there and doing the show. We'll originate from Uncasville, Mohican Sun Arena. It's crazy. You know what, Dom? I was gonna do this later on, but I gotta bring you in. $3,000 courtside seats. I mean, come on, man. Really? $3,000 to watch a WNBA game. Now listen, that's the posted price on Vivid Seats and some of these but I mean, we have clients here in Iowa that are flying into Hartford, Connecticut, Providence, Rhode Island, Boston, Massachusetts, New Haven, Connecticut, New York City, LaGuardia, and making their way to spend a couple of nights in Connecticut to watch Caitlin Clark. Wow. What do you think, Dom? Immediate reaction to that, because that's the gospel truth. About 40 people. How about that?
My immediate reaction is, I don't know if I had that kind of money, if that's what I'd be spending it on, but it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We've talked extensively about Caitlin Clark and what she can potentially mean to the game of women's basketball, but yeah, it's a lot of money. It'd be fun, though. That's on my bucket list, is to sit courtside at a game that I actively want to root for somebody, not just a game where I don't want to go see the Utah Jazz play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And even though a matchup like that is where I'd be able to sit courtside feasibly versus something like Caitlin Clark or the Aces or here with the Warriors. But yeah, that's a lot of money, but that's pretty cool. It's an experience.
Yeah, let me pick your brain here a little bit, if you don't mind. Dominic Jimenez, very, very well-versed on the women's college game and WNBA as well. Dom, let me ask you this, because I think we saw it in their first preseason game Friday night, and I was out with Randy Byrne, who's a great sponsor and supporter of the program, and his brother Corey, and we were eating dinner, but we also had our eyes on our phone, and we kept saying, you know, Caitlin, 28 minutes, 21 points. I don't know how much you can glean out of a preseason game, but the thing that struck me is something you said about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I kind of filed it away, and you said, Marty, slow down. She's going to another level. She just played a college season. She's going to another level. There's going to be some players that don't catch the ball as well as her teammates. At the NBA, at WNBA level, it's just different. She's playing with college gals where she can dominate. They don't catch. They don't move. They don't defend. They don't rebound. They don't pass as well is what she's going to see. And I thought of you Friday night. So tell me, let's kind of reaccentuate this. What you're saying is, hey, listen, night in, night out, Caitlin Clark, she's got the same bullseye on her back as a professional as she did as a college player, but she's going up against much better competition. So I want you to analyze that and kind of equate that with us. How do you see that unfolding for Caitlin? Do you see some frustration? Do you see her getting, I don't want to say exposed a little bit, but she's going to get defended a whole lot better? Give me your take on that. Take me through. Walk us, our listeners, through what she may see at this next level. Let's hear.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. She made some great plays, but like you said, it was a preseason game, and it was against a team with Dallas who had a top five pick. So it's not like Dallas is a world beater in the sense of the WNBA. They're a rebuilding team, much like the Fever. One of the highlights that I kept seeing all the time, that was an offensive foul on Caitlin Clark. It was a nice play nonetheless. Don't get me wrong. She definitely pushed off poor J.C. Sheldon there, and those photos, very much like Haley Van Lith, made the rounds on social media. But yeah, I think it's definitely a competition thing, and I do think she'll get frustrated. We've seen moments where Caitlin Clark, I'm not going to say her teammates let her down, but when they were not actively playing at the level needed to get the W. We've seen there was the, was it round of Sweet 16, Elite 8 game where she was yelling at the refs, and we had her dad in the stands telling her to shut up. There's going to be times like that. But at the same time, she's a professional athlete. It's unfair to place this microscope and say, oh yeah, she's going to get frustrated when things don't go her way. That's for any competitor. I get frustrated when things don't go my way at bowling on Friday nights. That's just me. I have the spirit of a competitor, but I'm also not getting paid big money on a national platform to compete. So we have to be realistic. I think when she starts playing against these veterans, I know that Diana Taurasi, I don't know if it was a clothesline or like a really hard hip check, but when Kelsey Plum, who prior to Caitlin Clark was the all-time leading scorer in women's basketball, when she made her debut, or her rookie season, Diana Taurasi beat her up. Now, Caitlin Clark is a taller player. I'm sure she can handle a little more physicality than Kelsey Plum can. But wait until she gets that, I'm going to use air quotes, welcome to the league, Rook, moment. Right. It's going to happen. We any sport, it happens.
Come on.
How Caitlin Clark bounces back from that is going to be huge. What happens when she gets guarded by defensive player of the year types like a Jackie Young, who is an elite defender in basketball, not just the WNBA, in basketball, one of the best. You're going to have to see what's going to happen. So I'm not saying that Caitlin Clark can't succeed. I'm not saying that she won't probably win Rookie of the Year. I'm not saying she's not going to go on to potentially be a Hall of Famer. But with so much hype about her, everything is going to be analyzed to the nth degree. We're going to just overdo everything. And the people that are rooting for her, I just want you to temper your expectations. Because if there's a game where she goes 5 for 25 and scores 15 points and they get blown out, social media is not going to be kind, and it's going to frustrate you. But if you go into this taking off the fandom glasses, something I do all the time on this show, Marty, I trash the Giants more than people that hate the Giants, and I love them.
More than me. I'm a bigger cheerleader than the Giants.
You are. But it's just I have this ability to take off my fandom glasses and be realistic. So I think if people can temper their expectations with Caitlin Clark, they'll enjoy the season a lot more. Because if you're expecting her to continue and put up 30, I don't even know what she averaged, but we'll go 30, 6 rebounds and 7 assists a game, it's probably not going to happen.
All right, here's what I want to say. Okay, so Dom, next Tuesday night, you and I will be live. I'll be in Connecticut. You'll be in San Francisco. We're going to heavy up. We're in Connecticut Sun. And then later that week, Friday, I'll go home, repack my suitcase. We go to New York against the New York Liberty in Brooklyn Saturday, the 18th. So here's what I want to say to you. I want to throw this out here. What are we going to see through like the first quarter of the season? I don't even know how many games do they play. What do they play, 40? So take me – let's just use it as an example. What do you see for Caitlin? What do you see for the WNBA? What will be their storyline through the first 10 games of the season? League-wide, just not her. What do you think? And I do respect your opinion on this. Let's hear.
I think league-wide, we're going to talk about them putting up numbers. Not scoring. Really? I'm talking about the ratings. I think that's what the big thing is going to be. We've talked about, I think it's like 36, 38 games. and Indiana's got like 29 nationally or something absurd in terms of how many nationally televised games they have. We've seen for the first time ever not just one team doing it would have been the first time ever, and the Aces were the first team to do it, but they sold out of season tickets. But that's not just the Aces. Two other teams have done it, and that's not even including in Indiana. Dallas and Atlanta sold out their season tickets. So there is demand there, and I think that this is going to be the year that the WNBA starts to shift the narrative. There's always going to be a large subset of angry dudes on the internet that say they can't play basketball, this is boring, they belong in the kitchen, whatever awful thing that you've seen on the internet, there are going to be plenty of people that are going to double down on it. But to the people who say it's not a viable league, they need the NBA to subsidize it, which I will concede the point. They do. The NBA subsidizes the league. I will say, however, that I think the narrative will begin to shift. Maybe not in the first 15 games like you asked me, but I think they're going to put up numbers, and then as the season progresses, we're going to shift the narrative. And I think the Olympics are going to put up a huge number, too, for women's basketball. I say the women do a better number than the men. That's my guess.
Well, let me say this, Dom, and that's funny. I swear to God, it's funny you bring this up. I was talking to a guy today, Tucker Byrne, and the prices right now to go see the United States Olympic and be in the Olympic Village over there and around them, it is ridiculous. I mean, I was talking to Tucker Byrne down in Dallas. He's like, whoa. But it's true. It is really true. And I think you're right. I can't wait. What a summer we're going to have. Great job, Dom. I want to bring you back on the other side to follow up on a few points. Great job. Oh, by the way, the Giants lose again, 6-1 in Philadelphia. Afternoon baseball drawing to a close. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back with Dom Jimenez. This is Sports Overnight America. Coming back.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Dominic, Mario, and Daniel Ogden. They're my support team here on Sports Overnight America. Jeff Rich, Jen Rich coming up too. You'll hear them throughout the night. I love Monday and Tuesdays on this network. I do. And call me a homer, call me a shill, I don't care. I worked in Boston, worked in Des Moines, worked out in Springfield, Hartford market, down in Houston, different markets. I love what this network does on the overnights. They do. There's garbage on some of the other networks. I mean, I shouldn't say that because it makes me sound unprofessional, but there really is. There just is. I'm not going to name names because that would make me look bad. But, you know, the overnight stuff on most networks, and here's what we got. And I sound like I'm blowing my own horn, but I'm not. Jen and Jeff, they got a niche. They got an acquired taste. We have some fun. Ron Barr puts out a collection of interviews that are second to none. I mean, seriously. When you really think about Sports Byline and what we do throughout the early part of the evening and into the overnight and then the early morning, I mean, I've learned more. I mean, I heard a Ron Barr, Charles Barkley interview and two parts. It was a two-part series, and my jaw hit the floor. I swear to God, I learned more from that interview about his gambling, about his weight, about his eating habits, about his throwing a guy through a pane glass window in Phoenix, about driving home and I think getting arrested for DWI, excuse me, a short distance from his home, his wife Maureen, her response to it, Sir Charles with the gambling and owing an enormous amount of money, nearly $500,000 to a casino on some unpaid markers out in Vegas, and how TNT pulled him in, CBS pulled him in and said, guess what? This is either going to get cleaned up or you're out. And I'm reading Barkley's biography right now. And it is just an amazing. I am a huge, listen, I'm a Celtic fan, Red Sox, Patriots, UMass, New England, Chowderhead through and through. You accuse me of it, I'm guilty. But, you know, Julius Erving was a Sixer. He was a Virginia Squire. He played for the Nets, but he was a UMass guy. And I love Julius. I mean, I put him up there on my all-time favorite player list, right at the top. Ernie DiGregorio, Providence College. In fact, he's got a book out, and we're going to effort to get him on the show. But of all the Patriots, all the Celtics protagonists over the year, there was Laimbeer. There was all the Pistons. There was the Bulls. There was, of course, the Lakers, the Sixers, Barkley. And there's nothing really on Barkley's resume that would take you down the road of, oh, man, do you remember that Barkley thing against Boston? No, they kind of flew under the radar screen. But there's just something about Barkley, and it gets better. And I know I sound like and I'm not on the payroll for TNT CBS, but the work that those guys do, and you know, I wish TNT would realize and CBS would realize. I know you got a brand with Charles and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq, but you know what? They don't watch college basketball. Stop putting them in a place where they really don't fit. They don't fit in the college coverage. The commercial. Leave them on the Capital One commercials because those are, you know, fun with Spike and Samuel and Nance and that. I mean, leave them on there if you have to, but don't bring them out on the studio show with college basketball. They don't watch enough college basketball, and it's an insult. It's an insult to the real college basketball fans. It is. It's just an insult because they don't know what they're talking about. They don't even know the coaches. They don't know the, you know, they obviously get prepped, but they you know, when they say, well, I saw, you know, 8 Alabama games. Really, Kenny? Really, Kenny the Jet Smith? You watched 8 Alabama games? I find that hard to believe. You went to North Carolina. You might have watched 8 little, capsule condensed versions of their games. You didn't sit there and you didn't watch eight games. Okay. You didn't. And the reason why I know is because you're acting like you did. And I'm so stupid that I watch a lot of those North Carolina games. I'm watching them and you're saying things that didn't happen, or you're saying things that I know happened, but you're only saying them because you saw them in condensed version. And that's not a big deal. I'm not trying to pick a fight. All I'm saying is, for the betterment of their TV coverage, leave it to Seth Davis. Leave it to Zerbiak. Leave it to guys who really immerse themselves. Clark Kellogg. I mean, man, he's unbelievable. I mean, Clark Kellogg watches 150, 200 college games a year. So, and I know Dickie V's had health problems. He's on the other network. But, you know, the college basketball coverage this year was weak. It really was. But, you know, look, it was a UConn Invitational. Not a big deal. All right, I want to get Dom back in here because there's a couple of other things I want to get to, which one of which I'm going to surprise you. How about the EPL? How about the English Premier League over the weekend, Dom? Anything jump off the page for you at all? By the way, I think, man, did Man U or Manchester City get blown out today to the tune of 4-2? Did I see that correctly? Let's hear.
Yeah, admittedly, I have no idea because I don't follow the Premier League. The two notes for me over the weekend for soccer were my beloved Real Madrid clinched La Liga. They ended up winning. And it looks like Barcelona is going to finish in third. So shout out to Girona for probably finishing in second in the La Liga this year. And the other one is Bayer Leverkusen in Germany, led by former Liverpool and Real Madrid midfield stalwart Xabi Alonso, undefeated still. They are tied now with an Italian team that is escaping me which team it is, but for the most games undefeated in a single season, I think they've got maybe three or four games on the season schedule still, so an opportunity for history in Germany with Bayer Leverkusen. So I think those are the two things for me from soccer.
Interesting. All right, let's go back to the WNBA. Caitlin Clark, her pilgrimage, her road shows continue. We talked about maybe a storyline. You said something very interesting about the first quarter poll. The first 10 games out of a 40-game season will be the numbers. I really like that take because that's right. Not only will it be TV ratings, it'll be ticket sales. I'm going to watch the attendance. On-site attendance at the arenas this year. What do you think of that, Dom? Because I have no point of reference. I 100% defer to you about attendance figures. You know, they do play in smaller scale arenas in some case. Obviously, the Indiana Fever are going to be different. They're going to play at Gainsbridge, which is the home of the Pacers. But you've got the Liberty playing over at Barclays in Brooklyn, so you can't kill them there. I don't know about Atlanta. I don't know about some of the others. I know College Park for the Dallas Wings. I don't know about the Phoenix Suns. I don't know about those. I don't know about L.A. So I guess what I'm saying, when you say numbers, we obviously want to see TV ratings, ticket sales, and attendance. What do you think attendance-wise going into the WNBA campaign? Let's hear.
So going into the season, I think we'll call it the first half of the season, I think they're going to ride this wave of popularity. And we've talked about the three teams that have sold out season tickets. Mm-hmm. Just right there, that's automatically more interest in the WNBA than ever before. How the other teams perform, that's to be seen. I know that because I was looking at the tickets, Indiana plays Vegas Memorial Day weekend, and I think the get-in price was like $200. So I think that there is going to be demand. To be fair, that I know the tickets for that game sold out, and the $200 get in is what resellers have it priced at. But
yep, I
think the fact that we're even into the realm of people scalping and reselling for profit on WNBA tickets is all that needs to be said in terms of where the game is at. Because there were times where tickets were like $20-$30 getting in, lower level, right, and people still weren't going. And I think that now there is demand. There is interest. There are people that want to go, especially in a lot of these places where maybe there's not a lot of other sporting interest. Vegas, yeah, there's a lot of things to do. But sports during the summer, Are you going to go sit and bake and watch the the pilots, the aviators, whatever the AAA team is there? That's their only option during the summer. The Connecticut Sun? Yeah, I tell you right now, there's not a lot to do in Connecticut for sports during the summer professionally. So there are definitely options, and I think that as people are starting to realize that there are some ballers in this league, I think that it's going to grow, and I think we're going to see at least 20% minimum growth over last year, at least in the first half.
All right, I have a question for you, and I want to ambush you because it's not like Dom and I have a production meeting before the show. We believe in spontaneity. Can you give me either the top five storylines this year in the WNBA, and take your time, I'm going to give you a minute to think about it, or the top five players, like a who's to watch. And I don't care if you put Caitlin Clark one or five, but she's got to be in your top five, I would think, obviously. But think about that. Five storylines or a combination of players and storylines, five of them this year in the WNBA. And really it's only four because Caitlin's got to be in there somewhere. But I'm wondering what the others are. I mean, really, Candace Parker retires? I mean, post de facto, is that a storyline this year? So take as much time as you want. But I mean, I think about it. Caitlin, Candace Parker, I wish she was going to hang around to compete against Caitlin this year. It'd be interesting. Of course, we've got the Olympic thing. How many WNBA players are going to be part of that? There's a whole bunch of inner machinations kind of unfolding here, Dom. So take your time, but can you give me the first two or three real quick? And you could probably rattle off five in your sleep, but let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a few that I can come up with off the top of my head.
Let's hear.
Let's go. Obviously, I'm not going to give him a number because it's
fine.
A weird thing
matter.
To rank for me. But Caitlin Clark's obviously going to be one of them. I'll say number two, the rest of the rookie class. This is a rookie class where I think if Caitlin Clark was not there, who's going to win Rookie of the Year could be completely up for grabs. You've got Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso in Chicago, Cameron Brink, obviously, and Rakia Jackson in Los Angeles, J.C. Sheldon with Dallas, Nika Moll with Seattle. There's a lot of great players and people that I'll say the general public actually have heard of. So I think that's going to be one of the storylines is the rookie class not named Caitlin Clark. I'll go with the Las Vegas Aces. Can they three-peat? Asia Wilson, can she win a third MVP? I think those are important questions. I'll say Candace Parker isn't too big of a deal because I don't know when she was going to be back after her foot surgery in the offseason anyway. So I'll say the Candace Parker thing, not too much of a story. I'll say the Phoenix Mercury, Brittany Griner's first full season back after the whole Russia ordeal. Likely Diana Taurasi's last season also. So I think the Phoenix Mercury, while they may not be great, they have players that are going to register on the news scale, if you will. And five, I'll go with the New York Liberty. It feels like a cop-out, but they're really freaking good, Marty. And they've got players that people know. They've got Breonna Stewart. They've got Jonquel Jones. They've got Sabrina Ionescu. They have an all-timer at guard with Courtney Vandersloot. They've got Maureen Johannes, the sniper from France. They have a very good team. And if they made it to the finals and played the Aces again, it wouldn't be surprising at all.
So, Dom, a week from... I love you, brother. You're the best. A week from Saturday, on May 18th, I'm going to be at the Barclays Center on a Saturday afternoon, go to a Broadway show on Sunday. But you're telling me the New York Liberty are going to give Caitlin Clark a rude awakening and a rude welcome to Barclays and the WNBA. A Saturday, New York Liberty and the Indiana Fever, 1 week from this Saturday. Give me 10 seconds.
Yeah, it could be ugly. It could.
I love you, Dom. You're the best. All right, we're coming back. What we're screaming about, in the world of sports.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, we're counting down to first pitches in baseball, tip-offs, and face-offs, and away we go here. Streaming and screaming. Brought to you by American Premium Vodka. Pacers, Knicks, we'll keep you updated with that throughout the night. Timberwolves, Nuggets. I know, you're going to ask me for my picks, and I will. I put them up on my blog, mouthofthemidwest.com. Bruins, Panthers. Bruins, emotional win. Let's start right there. Bruins, emotional win. Saturday night, you know, they travel on Sunday. I think the Bruins could get beat 5-1, 5-2 tonight. I think they're going to get whacked. I really do. They're not beating the Panthers. The Panthers are so far in their head, it's unbelievable. And I hate saying that. And look, if the Bruins win it, good. I'm playing with house money and I was wrong. I'd love to be wrong. I think the Panthers get them in 5, maybe 6, but I mean, they might get swept, to be honest with you. I mean, Florida's just got their number. And the Bruins blew the 3-1 lead a year ago. That's got to be a little something you can hang your hat on. We're up 3-1. You know what? Give me Florida in 6. And tonight, I think it's going to be 5-1, 5-2. Panthers. They're going to whack the Bruins tonight. If the Bruins come off the mat tonight and win, oh, my God, I will bow. They got a player by the name of Geeky. I mean, I'll buy Geeky and company dinner, but they're not going to – I don't see it. In terms of the buckets, you know, I tell you, the T-Wolves, I hope they treat this like Game 7 tonight. That's a 9 o'clock Central. That's a 10 East start. Oh, my God. Well, they're playing in the Mountain Time, so what am I talking about? But 9 o'clock where I am in the Midwest, if the T-Wolves could treat this like Game 7 and steal it, they'll win the series in 6. If they lose tonight, yeah, they'll still have home court, but it won't be as juicy. Pacers, Knicks, I have no opinion on that game. I don't know. I could see it either way. Great job out of you know what? I'll take the Pacers to keep it snug. And I know all you gamblers interpret that as I'm saying the Pacers are cover. Okay, the Pacers will cover. I'm not betting on the game. I don't bet. All right, Dominic Jimenez, great job out of you. I'm Marty Terrell. Jen and Jeff throughout the night here on Sports Byline. Love you for listening. Adios.